What's up, everybody? On this episode of the 600-second version of The Hybrid Life, we're going to talk a little bit about why I do what I do, why I do the podcast, why I coach, why I try to reach out to as many people as possible, and why I have the gym. We're going to throw in a little bit of a weekend workout, see if people can get into it, and a couple other things. So let's not waste any more time. We'll get right into it. The 600-second version of The Hybrid Life. Let's go. X gon' give it to you. Fuck, wait for you to get it on your own. X gon' deliver to you. Knock, knock, open up the door and spread. What's up, everybody? The 600-second version of The Hybrid Life. I am your host, Kevin Bay. What's up? What's new? How was your week? Friday here. While you're listening to this, who knows what day it is, but we're recording it on Friday afternoon. A couple things coming up this weekend. I am going to see Deadpool. I can't wait. I've been anticipating it as much as I was anticipating Avengers. So going to check that out tomorrow. Had a really great week at the gym. Set up a couple of really good interviews. I'm interviewing John Wolfe from On It. He's the head of training and programming and pretty much everything that has to do with the gym over at On It Academy in Austin, Texas. So look out for that. That should be coming out at the end of next week. We're recording on Tuesday, so pretty stoked about that. Other than that, man, I haven't been able to really work out for the last 3 weeks after doing so good and really crushing like almost 150 straight days of training, some sort of another. I did a little something to my back, and now I can't. I'm trying to make sure it's healed 100% before I get back into training again. I mean, I think I could do some stuff. Actually, yesterday I did a little bit of a 20-minute workout, but I can't really. I'm not trying to pick things up and do heavy lifting right now, so I'm going to stick to probably 30-minute workouts where it's a lot of accessory and conditioning, and then hopefully in a week or 10 days I'm going to be getting back into normal my normal training regimen. Changed up my food intake this week for the next 6 weeks. I'm going to be prepping for this thing I got coming up at the end of June, beginning of July, and I'll talk about that more when it comes up. But I want to talk about one of the things that sometimes comes up is, you know, why do you put all this effort? Why do you do the things that you're doing as far as, you know, the podcast and, you know, what I do for a living? You know, I've gotten that question from other people coming up in the fitness industry, advice-wise. You know, what makes you do what you do? Why do you do it? You know, when I first started, it was, I used to train for aesthetics, and I've done everything under the sun when it comes to training. I've, you know, done the men's fitness workouts. I used to subscribe to the magazines, all of them, every single one of them, and try the new stuff when it came out. And that's kind of like what got me into it. Also, you know, it was mostly to look good. You know, I trained for sport, but I also trained to look as good as I possibly could. It was a vanity thing. And as I've gotten older, now over the past 5 to 10 years, it's been really, really about learning and trying to help other people achieve a level of fitness or a level of health, or to even try and guide them or show them the proper ways to do things when I was the one doing them the wrong. Everything that I talk about that's wrong, I've probably done in the past. And I've learned from the past. I've learned from my mistakes. I've learned from learning from others, people that know more, know more than I do. So, you know, part of my why is to, like, inspire, educate everybody, as many people as I possibly can. I mean, you know, the cliche saying is, if I could help one person, I've done my job. And I do agree with that. I'm okay with, you know, only helping a select few that choose to listen to me, but my ultimate goal is to really affect or help as many people as possible. You know, our program, the way we do things, is about education. It's about teaching our members and the people that we are in contact with how to do things. I have a good saying, I'd rather teach than tell. I don't want to tell you what to do and then you do it. I don't want you to follow something that I say just because I say it. I want to show you how to do something. If you want to know why, you ask. But over the course of time, you learn how to do things the right way. And that way, the only reason you're using me down the road is because you like coming in, you like the programming that I do for you. You don't want to think about doing the programming, even though you already, like for me, for instance, I have a coach. I pay a coach to write my programs, to do my nutrition, because one, I don't want to do my own. If I make my own, there's a chance that I won't always do it like consistently, because having a coach keeps me accountable personally. Now, some people are more self-motivated. They can do their own thing and they're highly motivated. Also, being coached, they'll still do stuff with a high motivation, but they'll have difference of, you know, advice and a way of thinking. So that could also, you know, there's a lot of different reasons to have coaching. I personally want to be a educational coach. I don't want to be a dictator coach. So a lot of people, like, I hate the word expert. I just hate it. I don't think anybody really, really is an expert. You know, there's a handful of people in a profession that are experts, but I call myself a professional and not an expert. And the difference is I'm always trying to teach, learn. I always want to learn. I'm constantly trying to learn from others. And it's the reason why I do this, is the learning aspect and then passing that learning on to education. So, you know, that's in short, I want to inspire, educate, and be transparent. I don't ever want to be a hypocrite of the things that I talk about. So if I'm saying if I'm telling somebody to do something, I don't want to not do it myself or do something that I'm telling them not to do. So, you know, that's the gist of why I do this stuff. And, you know, I'm always trying to be self-aware, and I want to reiterate to people to never, ever, ever fear failure. I think that failure is something that you can embrace and use it to learn on. So that's my philosophy on what I do in the short. I hope that I hope that gives you a little bit of insight about, you know, the way I work and the reasons why I do what I do. I don't know what your plans are for training or anything like that this weekend, but Saturdays we like to do a bit of a more of a conditioning strength type of workouts. So challenge, you know, the weekend challenge, I guess I could call it, for a workout would be, let's say you do some sort of a warm up where you're getting the heart rate going, jump rope, jog, sprint, jumping jacks, box jumps, knee tucks, something like that. Do that for 2 to 5 minutes and then take a 30 minute time and without resting for 30 minutes. Do some sort of a squat, so an air squat, a goblet squat, something where there's knee flexion, where your knee's bending. So an air squat, goblet squat, reverse lunge, rear foot elevated split squat. Do that 10 reps, 10 to 15 reps. Do some sort of a core exercise, so a rollout, a hollow rock, a hollow hold, a GHD sit-up. Do 10 to 15 of those. Do 5 to 10 of a hip hinge. So maybe like a kettlebell deadlift, double kettlebell deadlift, suitcase deadlift, kettlebell suitcase deadlift, traditional deadlift, trap bar deadlift, something like that. And then some sort of a conditioning heart rate type of exercise to finish that off, which would be, I don't know, if you have access to a sled, maybe a 10 to 20 yard sprint with a sled, about half your body weight, a super heavy sled push with about 10 to 20 yards, a row for 10 to 20 second sprint, jump roping for 20 to 30 rounds through, or do like 5 to 10 deep breaths while you're jump roping. Stuff to get your heart rate up and then to concentrate on controlling your breathing. Do that 30 minutes straight, no rest. Let me know how that goes. Keep an eye out for the part two of Getting to Know Me podcast. Like I said, in the last episode, I get pretty deep into that. It's something that is going to be a lot closer to my heart than most things I talk about. So hopefully you guys will check that out. And as always, you can go to hybridfitclub.com if you want any information on our programs. Check out our social media at Hybrid Fit Club on Instagram or Facebook. And you can email at info@hybridfitclub.com. And any questions, things you might want us to talk about. We have a big sleep episode coming up soon. I'm finishing this book on sleep. And as soon as I finish that book, I am going to do a deep dive. Like I've done three to five ways to help your sleep, but we're going to talk about 10 to 15 deep ways to get help your sleep. It's super important. It's our number one priority in the gym. First two questions I ask everybody is how their sleep is and how their stress is. Because if you can't regulate that, then no plan in the world is going to work the right way. So hopefully this will help you. If you have any questions, feel free to ask us. Keep an eye open for all the new episodes of The Hybrid Life. And until next time, see ya!
I'm about to do to you what Limp Bizkit did to music in the late 90s.